Take a good deep breath. Here we are in the new Crimson Circle Connection Center. How appropriate, because isn't this your new body? In a way, symbolically. That's why I wanted to use today for doing this experience in the physical. Take a good deep breath and feel into your physical body. Physical body, flesh and bones and organs and blood, cells and DNA. Stuff that actually you don't even need to know about to go through this transformation. Actually, I would say it's almost easier to go through this if you don't know a lot about the science and the physics. Tend to get a little caught in the mind. Feel into this body of yours. Well, it's about as much yours as that name that you go by. It's not really. It was given to you by someone else. Ever since you came to this earth and became embodied, took on the physical, you knew somewhere within you that there would come a day when this body would transform. When this body would no longer just be physical biology. You knew that one day would come true embodiment. Not just walking around in physical, but true embodiment and integration. And that day is here. That day of integration is here right now. And again, the beautiful thing is there's nothing you need to do other than to let it happen. The whole idea of a physical body is so that you can experience the elements of duality, of time and space, density, that you can experience what it feels like to walk on the ground and breathe the air. The body allows you to see a sunset. As I said when I began today, I kept my eyes closed, or Calder's eyes closed, until today. Because through the human eyes, and through this sense of vision, through this beautiful physical part of you, your eyes, you can be in the world. You can see the world. You have all the different human senses that allow you to have a sensual experience in the physical body. Oh, what some angels wouldn't give to have this. The ability to touch, ability to have a fine meal, smell the fragrance of the flowers. The body allows you to have a sensual experience on this planet. But the body also has been a source of consternation, threat, fear, disappointment. Body eventually wears out, causes this thing you know as death. It's interesting because people fear death because they think it's more than just the death of the biology. They think it's the death of the identity. It's really just the body letting go. The body has given you aches and pains. You know what it's like when you're sick, you have a cold or the flu. It's hard to even think about enlightenment, to put a smile on your face. As you get a bit older, you start seeing the wrinkles, the gray hair. You try desperately to patch them up by buying all sorts of creams. I think next time we gather here in the center, all of you should bring by all the creams and ointments and medications that you are in your medicine cabinet and cupboards and closets and garages and rented storage units and bring them and just dump them off. How much money have you spent on that? How many of them have really worked? You know, they may work to a small degree, but ultimately not. So you look in the mirror and you're disappointed. You're disappointed with aging, the biology. You hear me talk about your ancestral biology and you curse those mothers who gave you that body and fathers. Say, why did I end up in that damn ancestral line? Well, you started it a long time ago. And you're about to end it. So the body allows you a sensual experience, it allows you pleasures, it allows you to be in this reality. It's also a source of a lot of issues. It's been one of the three main things that have made this move into mastery rather difficult. Some of you have some real issues right now. Rest of you have the potential for some real issues. Why is it that spiritual people, those who really are in the spiritual path, why is it that statistically they probably have more health issues than others? Why is it that those who are what you call health fanatics tend to have more issues, not just that they're obsessed with it, but actually they're more sensitive to it? As you come into consciousness, you start to realize that this body thing is a tough thing. It's got to change. This body thing is really holding you back. Oh, the other masters have gone through the same thing. If it wasn't for this damn body, I could be enlightened. This body that has a tendency to get a little addicted to things, a little too pleasure-oriented, or this body that tends to fall apart. So there's this real interesting dynamic with the physical. You try to fix it, you try to repair it, you try to go to every type of therapist and doctor and alternative practitioners. It'll put some bandages on it, but ultimately a lot of the core energy is still there. A lot of the core imbalance is still there. So what I would like to do right now, without any hocus pocus or many more words, is say, let's just go into the new physical, the new biology. Let's integrate that body that you have right now. Let's integrate it into the body of consciousness. How do you do that? By taking a good deep breath and allowing. Taking another good deep breath and relaxing into your new body. The body is actually essence. It's essence. In other words, what science will see is tissue and organs, bones, but at the core, the body is the essence. It's part of the I am, part of the body of consciousness. It's a way for the I am to be in deep experience. It doesn't have to be bones and tissue. It doesn't have to be hair and eyeballs, tongues, toes. That's just the way it kind of ended up. But It's really essence, beautiful essence. Part of the I am. It certainly doesn't have to track along an old ancestral pattern. It doesn't have to conform even to the way other humans look. The body is the essence that allows you to experience your creation from within your creation. And right now, as I'm speaking, or really distracting, and the music is playing, what's happening right now, because you've created this, is that old biology, not old like in your age, but the old patterns of biology are literally transforming right now. The amazing thing is that you don't have to push it. I'm not pushing it. I'm not doing this. You are. You're finally taking a deep breath. Stop fighting the body. Stop running from the body. And said, this is mine, and my essence. My way of expressing myself. As we sit here on this opening day in this beautiful new center, it's happening. It's happening. It's really releasing a lot of old patterns, transforming from a very old biological structure into what you might call your light body. Your light body wasn't resident somewhere else in another dimension. It was always right there. It was always right there. Your light body doesn't come from heaven or some angelic storage bin. A light body was the essence of embodiment, the essence of the senses, the ability to be within other dimensions and elements, in this case, your earthly dimension, was always there, that essence. It's what you would call the flame or the passion of the body. Forget about size or weight or age. Just feel for a moment into that essence. The passion, the sensual passion of being embodied. That's the light body, my dear friends. That is the light body. Take a deep breath and without any effort whatsoever, allow this transformation, this alchemy out of very, very old patterns. I love this because this is so easy for me today in a way, because this is something that you've desired. You've thought about it, you've worried about it, you've stressed. Such a desire to have that light body. Just like you created the energy for this connection center, you're now creating that potential, bringing it in for the light body. Forget about the details. Forget about how much younger you're going to look. Forget about how that cancer is released from your system. Forget about that family history of heart attacks. Forget about your diets. Forget about all that. That was all a bunch of macchio. I'm even going to ask you right now in this mirab to forget about your Anayatron. Tobias and I have talked about the Anayatron, your body's light network. But guess what? That's going away. That was the old placeholder for your true light body. It was there, it was real, but it was just a placeholder until you were ready to accept the essence, the light body. Well, it's going to be transforming as well. You don't need it anymore. As you integrate the physical into the entire body of consciousness, there is no reason or no need for some network, some system that communicates back and forth within your entire body from cell to cell. There's no need for it because every cell is always in communication, always has the entire essence of the light body within it. As we sit in this profound and sacred space, allowing the integration of your body into the I Am, I'm also going to ask you to start letting go of those diets and regimens that you've been on. If there's anything that I would recommend for the light body, some breathing, a little light exercise like walking, a little bit of water, stay hydrated. It's that simple. I can already hear the questions. By the way, I will be taking questions later. Can I eat chocolate chip cookies all day long? I would if I were you. And I can hear the other questions, and again, I will take questions later, but Adamas, I am allergic to certain foods. Not anymore. And I hear you saying, Adamas, I've been working my whole life on this biology thing. Can it be this easy? Is this just something, a little feel good that we're doing today? It's up to you. I don't care. Can actually have that complete transformation right now, or you can continue on with what you've been doing. It's up to you. So let's take a good deep breath right now. The other question that's bound to come up, can it be this easy? Well, you're masters. Why not? There's going to be a tendency later today to walk out of here and say, oh, I didn't get it. Everybody else got it, but I didn't get it. Well, first of all, you're not that special. Sorry, Sart. First of all, you're not that special. And yeah, you got it. You got it. It's right here. Just let it be now. Well, you can play the game of doubting. You can play the game of, well, nothing happened. Or you can just get it. So let's do it again. Let's take a good deep breath. I had a wonderful experience in our Amyo retreat. When we talked about abundance. Oh, it was like slamming up against the wall the first time. Second time, it would be like setting oneself on fire, but the third time, we got through. So let's do it again. Let's take a good deep breath. And do what? Well, do nothing is actually what we're doing. Allowing, I guess we're doing allowing. Let's take a good deep breath. Let's go through the facts. You are consciousness. Your consciousness brings in energy. Your consciousness wanted to have a really sensual experience, and it said, bring in the energy of this thing called a body. So you created it. You've been living within it for about 1,000 lifetimes or more. Been living within biology that ultimately was kind of mixed in with everybody else's biology, especially your own bloodline. So ultimately, it wasn't really yours. But suddenly you awaken. Whoa, I want my body. I want my energy bringing my body in. Goodbye, family. Goodbye, mass consciousness. Goodbye, old templates for physical. I'm moving into my light body, starting today. So you take a good deep breath. And then you just allow it. It's that simple. Imagine being a master, and the body just flows with your passion. Imagine being that master and not feeling tired and achy. A master that's body just rejuvenates easily, quickly. Yeah, even if you drop a brick on your toe and break it, it's okay. Don't try this right away. Wait a day or two. You drop a brick on your toe and you break your toe. That's okay, because I am a light body. I'm not a physical body. I'm my own essence. I'm my own body of consciousness. I don't have to wait for that poor toe to heal 2 or 3 months. No, does it right away. Take a good deep breath, my dear friends, into your body of consciousness.